I'm here at the American Seed Trade Association, CSS, and Seed Expo, and with me is Dennis Zaranica. And Dennis, tell me who you are and where you're from.
I work for a major seed company in Africa, Zimbabwe specifically. That's where the parent of this company, Seedco, is. But we have spread our tentacles into Africa. At the moment, we are in 15 African countries. And we are the big African seed house. Really, our mandate is to make sure that we produce seed that will feed Africa and beyond in future. So the mandate, food security.
And you have an organization similar to ASTA then in Africa?
Yes, we do. This one here is American Seed Trade Association, ASTA. Ours is African Seed Trade Association, AFSTA, very similar names. But the mandate, I would want to think, mandates are the same, to promote seed trade, you know, in the regions that we operate, you know, R&D issues, field production issues, you know, looking at genetic exchanges across countries, across continents. So I'm here as vice president of the African Seed Trade Association. We want to exchange information, learn from Americans. We are also going to be holding our own convention in Victoria Falls, one of the seven wonders of the world. It is my hope that as we have done here to come and exchange notes, our colleagues will also come down to Africa, Victoria Falls, to spend time with us, business information exchanges, as well as tourism, as I've said, one of the seven wonders in the world.
Wow, it sounds wonderful. I'd love to be there. Now, tell me about the seed industry in Africa. How has it grown and developed in recent decades?
Yeah, it started, you know, as a few countries, you know, coming together. The dominant countries then were, you know, Southern African countries, Eastern African countries, but now most of the African countries are part of the Seed Association. You know, in the past, there was wide use of open pollinated products, varieties, and with, you know, people moving across the globe, learning more about hybrids, we have caught up with what's happening elsewhere in the world. In fact, my own country, where I came from, Zimbabwe, was the first to introduce the first hybrid in the whole world, and this is Africa doing that. So we are excited about this development, and most international seed companies are looking at Africa for solutions to food security in the future. So a lot more development, a lot more interaction. We want our fellow associations to be linking with us so that they help us develop this association. Issues of agronomy are fundamental. Yield per hectare, we feel a lot can be done. Irrigation issues, a lot can be done. The land is vast, tracts of land in Africa, good soils, but yes, water is a problem, technology is a problem. It was exciting hearing to Bill Whitaker here. I was saying, really, this is the future, you know, and who is going to make it? Yeah, the customer, you know, the workers, you know, the communities coming together to ensure that we bring about sustainable food security for the future.
Regarding biotech traits, the GMOs, what is the current status in Africa? The different countries have the same regulations regarding GMO and biotech. Do you think it's going to change? Do you think you need more of them? Or can you do more sustainable production without them?
Yeah, so this is something fairly new for Africa. It's in its infancy stages. You know, there is a lot of education that has got to come to Africa. At the moment, to answer your question, is, you know, people don't know whether it's right or wrong. They hear about biotech. They don't know what biotech is. There's got to be a lot of, exchanges in terms of people coming here to hear more, to learn, and also people from here going to Africa. I would also challenge our own African scientists to be interacting with local scientists the world over, so that they fully comprehend the whole issue, the whole debate on GMOs. A lot of ministers are worried, I'll be honest with you, are worried about GMOs. Some of them have got what I think are valid arguments, where they say with the conventional seed, we can easily get up to 10, 15 tons per hectare. But the current issue the African farmer is facing is agronomic training. You know, we need to, even with the introduction of GMOs, if they are ever going to, you also need good agronomic practices. Farmers need to be educated on good agronomic practices. So it's a process, it's step by step. But to answer your question directly, people don't have the right information to be able to make decisions for themselves.
So in other words, what you're saying is that you can increase production with your traditional varieties, with the more traditional varieties, just by increasing knowledge of agronomic practices and perhaps using better precision technologies, maybe planting and that kind of thing?
That kind of thing for now. Then, like I said, it's got to be a process, step by step. Let's get over, you know, that aspect first. Improve agronomy, we get better yields, we get the 10 tons, the 15 tons that we can get with conventional varieties, conventional breeding. From there, then we say to ourselves, are we ready for GMOs? What are GMOs after all? You know, the scientists taking the leading role, advocates taking a leading role in explaining, educating, you know, the African continent on the benefits. But also safety issues, where they want to know how safe GMOs are. They want to know what is entailed by the term GMO. You know, that knowledge, I believe, it hasn't been communicated. If it has, but not, it hasn't been communicated effectively and well enough for people to understand.
Well, and most of your farmers are pretty small holder, a small acreage, correct?
They are 1 acre. They farm on 1 acre plots. They farm on 2 acre plots. But you would have a few that would have 500 hectares, you know, 1,000 hectares. Those are not many. In South Africa, yes, you would have a lot of those. Zambia, a few. Zimbabwe, a few. Kenya, a few. But by and large, as you say, most of them are 1 acre and 2 acre farmers.
Well, really, Dennis, that's really interesting information. Is there anything else you'd like to add about just about being here and being able to interact with the people in this country and about the seed trade here?
Yeah, I've interacted a lot. I've had meetings with our counterparts, you know, the global players. You know them by name, the big ones in terms of technology, seed technologies, the leading seed houses in the world. They are also in Africa, mind you. So we've been having meetings, and the meetings are very informative. The presentations here, very informative. There's a lot of take-home stuff that I'll share with my colleagues in AFSTA and also in SEEDCO back home. But I would want to extend an open invitation to, you know, all associations the world over, particularly the American Seed Association, to come join us in Victoria Falls for AFSTA 2015. The dates 2 to 5 March and will be held at the resort town Victoria Falls. Come with your children. Come with your nieces. You might never want to come back again.
Thank you so much, Dennis, here at the American Seed Trade Association CSS and Seed Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.